to next time update homeownership assistance or?
So the only other thing I would do is they are now offering more lead paint renovating classes through the Board of Realtors.
We're actually got some people in that.
Okay. That would also be a good spot to potentially have some information available about the program for those realtors that are there. If they're working with lower income, they may be looking for some payment assistance. Because it's not just contractors, it's realtors too that are getting in trouble. So, I mean, the Carlsons are the whole reason why we're starting to offer the classes there in Columbia.
Oh, because of older homes?
Because of older homes that they did, and they went back 3 years to look at records. So that might be a good opportunity for if there's a few realtors there or contractors that are working with people.
You mean to get lead certified?
Well, not just get lead certified, but about the homeownership program, about, you know, if you're looking at buying an older home in Central Columbia, here's a program that we have that's available to help you with your down payment assistance and things like this.
Okay.
That's being held on almost a monthly basis now.
Lead certification is?
I think so. That was their goal, because the guy was already coming to St. Louis every month. So their goal was to get him set up to try to do monthly.
You're taking off on his a little bit. You're probably going to be get more attendance if you actually do a separate one instead of just getting with the lead.
Yeah.
Because the people that need the lead are going to be the ones that need to do the lead. So, but Brian Tui would more than be willing to have you just do a talk sometime. So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you can give them updates and stuff and say, okay, now we're up to 20,000 or 25,000 and stuff.
Cool. Well, we'll get our stuff, our flyers and stuff updated and get the word out.
Love Columbia is still doing their classes month to month too. So you want to get on there, I don't know if you ever go over there or not.
We do the Affordable Housing Coalition. Usually one. Lee or I or both of us are at that, so
okay. We
will get the word out there as well.
No, if you need somebody from, I don't know, if you guys are on the Board of Realtors or not, or affiliate members, I am, obviously, so if you need, you know, if Brian needs somebody to put it out there, or if Brian can just put it out there.
Yeah, I was talking to Brian. Actually, that's where I was at. I was in lunch with him. So, so he's aware we're having a meeting and doing some updates. So,
okay.
Cool.
Any other comments, questions? You said there's five going on right now, or five that you've done?
5 year to date.
5 year to date. How is the CDBG funding going? Or are we looking at any cuts back,
we're not sure at this point what's going to happen for 26. At one point they cut everything last administration, but then we did get money, so it's kind of a wait and see thing to see where we're going to end up with both CDBG and home.
When you said 5 year to date, it's five fiscal year here today, or is it
calendar year?
Are there many houses moving at all?
Under 250, if they're priced right and clean, they're moving pretty quick. If they're over 400, it's spotty. So in that 250 to 400 range, there's still some movement and stuff, but it's getting a little slower.
It's a little volatile.
April's numbers show that there was a significant decrease in the higher value of properties closing in Boone County.
Yeah, we had a slab on the street in our neighborhood. It was listed for $237,500, and the sign was down in a week.
Surprised it took that long.
Just for like a 1,300 square foot slab. I mean, it's just
find
like,
something under 300.
Yeah, it's crazy to me.
Yeah,
if you almost get $200 a square foot.
That's the sweet price point and stuff, because that's where, if you're a first time home buyer or something.
Yeah, or retiree. Like, we have a lot of retirees that buy the slab houses.
So,
but that's still beyond affordable in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, for the type of people, CDBG and, you know, CMCA and Job Point. I mean, all the agencies that we fund, we try to make sure that they're using the money towards getting people either higher wages or lower house payments. So,
I mean, the costs are just such that you can't build it for. I mean,
no,
you know, you can't. You simply can't get it done.
Yeah.
I've got 5 single-family rentals right now. I'm on 3 of them. I'm working with the current tenants who have all been there for at least 5 years. Hey, if you guys want to buy this, this will work something out, and I'll try to help you guys get to the point where you can buy it so it's affordable.
Yeah, it's a struggle right now.
Yeah. Talked to Randy Cole this morning, and he said that they've got their one that they had on Lynn Street sold, so, and that closed here recently, but...
Yeah, that's. I think they subsidized that about $100,000.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're going to be. We may need to be lower than that for the, or more than that rather, for those two we're building on 8th Street for the land trust.
Yeah, behind Columbia.
For
behind Columbia College.
The cottages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Culliner.
You've got two left. Is that right?
Yeah, we're building two right now. And they're a little over 270 to build, and I've been told we need to get down around 140 to sell them.
What are they?
3 bedrooms, 2 bath.
Yeah.
2 and 2.
Yeah. You can get.
I think they're 2 and 2.
Two bed, two bath.
Or did you get a third bedroom in those? It's tiny if it's got a third.
If it's a 2-bedroom, then you're probably in 140 to 150s. If it's a 3, you should be safe, still in the 170, 180.
Well, we have to meet 80%. We have to meet the guidelines to get them in. That's the kicker. Is we can't, like, if we price it at, right at 80% AMI, then we don't have...
Yeah.
We got to really price it at, like, 60% AMI in order to get anybody to try to look at it. I'm sure they'll go pretty quick if... once we get them priced and stuff, but
what do you know when HUD is going to update income limits, etc.?
They just updated the income limits in like May, I think, which we need to update the appendix on our guidelines actually. And then theoretically, they should be releasing the like purchase price limits, but they were really, really late doing that last year, and they've had so many cuts. I don't look for that anytime soon, truthfully.
I was sick because USDA actually did updated theirs first part of May, so I was kind of surprised.
I think I heard October was when to expect it. At one of the Zoom calls I was on.
For the purchase price increases? Okay.
Yeah. They said September, probably October. Could be before that, who knows?
Yeah, but if you get a chance to update the income limits, that would... That's where we're struggling at.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, the National Apartment Association's Affordable Housing Commission has been waiting on some of these updates and for discussions coming up at the next apartmentalized meeting. And it's, we're slowly getting information.
So. You said next meeting's going to be in roughly how long?
Roughly 2 months, maybe 3.
Are there any other comments from staff members, public, whatever?
Good job with your first presentation.
Thank you.
Good job.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Got a second? Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Come on, everybody say no.
You're overruled.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.